What's up, guys? George Camel here. On May 21st and 22nd, Dave Ramsey and I are hosting a brand new virtual event called Investing Essentials. Because investing can make you wealthy if you do it the right way. And that's why we'll cover 401ks, mutual funds, and Dave's personal strategies for investing in real estate. You can even send in your questions while you watch from the comfort of your own home. So get your tickets today at RamseySolutions.com/everydayinvesting. That's RamseySolutions.com/everydayinvesting. This episode is sponsored by SmartVestor. Connect with an investing pro for free at RamseySolutions.com/invest. You're listening to Ramsey Everyday Millionaires, where we talk investing, retirement, building wealth, and outrageous generosity. Rachel, I don't know if you know this, but there is a retirement crisis happening in America.
Is there?
Here's the stat that shocked me. Nearly half of Americans aren't saving at all for retirement.
Oh,
and
no.
Those who do aren't saving enough.
Mm.
So for those of you, maybe you're in your 40s or 50s, retirement isn't a far-off dream at this point. It's a fast-approaching reality. And we get tons of questions from people asking, do I have enough money to retire? How is this actually going to work? And people that listen to the show, they want to retire with dignity. It's a goal. But sadly, many people, they're not that serious about saving or for retirement. They haven't made it a priority. So
Yeah. Let's
get a benchmark of what the average person in their 40s and 50s has saved for retirement.
You ready? According to a recent survey or a study done by Ramsey Solutions, the average American in their 40s has an average balance of $93,400 saved for retirement and contributes 8% of their income towards retirement.
Wow.
The average American in their 50s has an average balance of $160,000 and contributes 10% of their income into retirement. So with those averages, though, it's not enough.
No. So here's the deal. If you're doing these five things in your 40s and 50s, you are not serious about saving for retirement. So we're going to call this five signs you're not taking retirement seriously. Number one, you have no goals.
Oh, man.
I know. It hurts to hear, but we've realized, Rachel, retirement is not an age. You don't just get to retire at 60.
Right.
Because the government said so. It's a financial number, and you need to know that number. And you can use our free retirement calculator to do that on at RamseySolutions.com and set a goal for retirement savings. Now, Obviously, we have no magic eight ball to go, well, you're going to have $4.8 million if you just do this. We don't know what the market's going to do.
Sure,
but we do
sure.
know if you consistently invest over time, we know what the average track record has been of the stock market with mutual funds, that you'll have a good nest egg.
That's right. Next,
what's the next
sign? When you know that you're not serious about retirement is that you're not saving 15% of your income.
We just saw that in the stats.
Yeah, the average salary for Americans in their 40s is around $59,000. And if you started investing 15% at age 40 and did that every year until you retired, you would be a millionaire by 65.
Wow, from 40 to 65, it's still possible.
Yep.
Making $59,000 and if you never get a raise.
And 15% of your income. So this is why we always say in the baby steps to pay off your debt first. Get your emergency funds, and then you actually have money to do 15%. Because I think for a lot of these—
they're just doing too many things at once. They're trying to pay off debt.
Yeah, they don't have the cash to be able to do it all.
15%
away. That's right.
That's a huge problem. All right, next sign you're not taking retirement seriously, you still have consumer debt. You're still hanging on to that student loan, the credit card balance that you were working to pay off. Well, we did the HELOC, too, for that pool because we needed the pool for the kids. And here's the thing. Debt is actually just borrowing from your future, which is not a good plan if you want to retire in the future. So use the debt snowball method. It's the one you hear about on this show, smallest to largest balance, regardless of interest rate, and focus on paying off all consumer debt other than your mortgage. And what that does is free up debt payments that you can now use to invest that $700 truck payment.
It's a beautiful thing.
Amazing.
It is a beautiful thing. Next, this is why you're not serious about retirement, is that you overspend on non-essential costs of living. Cost of living is the top reason people don't save for retirement. The average American spends $1,500 on non-essential items every month. It's almost $18,000 a year on things like eating out, impulse purchases, and subscriptions. So cut your cost of living.
That's true. And we had a call earlier, Rachel. A guy had spent, what was it, $68,000 on credit cards, largely from door dashing.
Yes.
From using DoorDash to get food out of convenience.
Yes.
So these non-essential costs, the subscriptions, the DoorDashing, the Uber Eats, whatever it is, you know, pick your poison.
Right.
It adds up every single month and compounds. So you got to cut things out.
That's right. And that's hard to do, right? We talk to so many people here on the show that they cut their cost of living way down to get margin to pay off debt, and they do the sacrifice. I mean, they do it all. So it is possible. It's not always fun. But then on the flip side, you really realize, oh my gosh, I have so much crap and stuff that we just don't need. We don't need the 18 subscriptions that we're paying out.
I mean, have you ever passed a garage in your neighborhood and you can't put a car in there? It's just become a storage unit of just crap that we might use one day, or we used to use.
Yep.
Or it was stuff from grandma and we just can't get rid of it because it's sentimental. I'm like, guys, we have an obsession with stuff.
All the things. Yep.
All right. Last sign you're not taking retirement seriously. You knew we were going to say it. You're not doing a budget. Having a monthly budget is the foundation of winning with money. Budgets are not for broke people. They're not for when you have money. It's for people who want to have money and want to keep that money. You got to know where every dollar is going, and you can sign up for our free budgeting app at everydollar.com. Every dollar is named after the zero-based budgeting method, where you give every dollar a name, income minus expenses equals zero.
I will forever be thankful for budgeting, because I am such a spender. And we were doing our Every Dollar app because it was the end of the month, right? We're starting a new month. And I was closing it out, and those dang transactions just kind of kept coming in. I'm like, crap. And I'm sitting there. And it just keeps you accountable. So you're right. It's not
Amazon,
like,
Amazon,
even
Amazon,
on baby
Target,
step seven,
Amazon.
You want to be,
Venmo.
You want to be doing a budget because you want to be able to say, this is where my money's going. And it is. It's like a mirror in front of your face. I mean, like, this is what I'm doing. And you're actually seeing it. And if you're not budgeting, so much money just slips away. And you don't even realize it. You really don't realize it. So being accountable in that way, it is so good. It's so good.
That's huge. And what's beautiful about investing is you don't have to overcomplicate it. I mean, we've got a Roth 401k here at Ramsey. So you can do all 15% of your investing into that Roth 401k through your employer. And if you just invest a menial amount, I mean, we're talking a few $100 a month, which may sound like a lot if you're drowning in debt payments and you don't have a few $100. But most people, if we got out of debt and we had the emergency fund, we can find a few $100 to invest.
Yeah, that's right.
But if you invest 15%, goodness gracious, you can build some serious wealth while having margin to help cover kids' college and pay off the house early. And when you're in baby step seven with no mortgage payment, you can increase investing.
Yes, that's
and
right.
And build exponential wealth. And so I have less empathy for people that say, well, you can't be a millionaire today, Rachel, because it's easier than ever. If you just get this on autopilot, start as early as you can.
Yep.
Best time to plant the tree was 20 years ago. Next best time is today. So, you know, I feel like the old guy.
That was a grandpa saying,
it
George.
It is.
That was
I love it because it's just like, listen, I get that you're 45 and wish you got this stuff sooner, but it's not an excuse to not invest.
Well, and the reality is it's going to happen. Like retirement, right?
At some point,
you
won't
be able to work. Yeah, that you live up to that age. I'm like, you're going to want to retire. So you'd rather have some money than nothing. So starting that, but it's creating new habits. It's creating a new mindset. If you're not doing it now, putting that extra, few $100 away, it can feel like, oh my gosh, like this feels scary, or I don't know if we can do this. But there is something powerful about actually doing the action. And once you start doing it and it becomes the norm, then you're not thinking about it again because you're like, oh, yeah, this is just what we do. It becomes a part of your identity, right? The Atomic Habits, he talks about that. That it's an identity thing of I am a person that saves for retirement. That's who I am.
The amazing part is you just over time learn to live on that smaller amount of money that ends up in your bank account.
Yes.
Because 15% already left your paycheck before my bank ever saw it.
That's right.
So you just learn to live on that smaller amount, live on less than you make. We teach that all the time. And I know future George is going to be real happy about this.
I always say that. Future Rachel's going to be bougie.
Yes.
I can feel her. I can feel
and,
the nice
And do
trips.
Not rely on Social Security. That's going to be icing on the cake. Gravy icing if you're in Canada.
If it's even there when we're there, George. Have you read all these
articles?
Yeah.
They're saying, it's going to be down to 80% by 2034, and it could be gone. I know,
y'all. How scary is that? I'm like, what are we doing? So, anyways, depend on yourself. And you guys can do it regardless of what age you are. Start this
There's
now.
There's no reason to call us at 64 and go, I have zero in retirement. What do I do?
I know. And people do, though.
And like they go, and I can't work anymore. Well, now's a tough time to be calling us. Get a time machine because I don't have a magic, silver bullet that's going to help you retire with dignity and live all your retirement dreams.
Yep.
So that's my plan, is have more than I need. And then I can, leave it as an inheritance to my children's children.
That's right.
And cover their colleges.
Quoting scripture.
Did you see that lady who donated to the university, $1 billion donation to the medical school.
I did see that.
It's amazing.
Yes. Who was she? I didn't read the article.
She was
a
board member and professor, okay. And her husband was very well-to-do, left her a bunch of money, and she said, you know what? He said, do what I want with this. I'm going to give $1 billion so that no medical student has to pay tuition ever again. How incredible is that?
That's amazing.
So there you go.
There you go.
That's one thing to do if you're a billionaire.
Bye for that school.
So take retirement seriously. Go to RamseySolutions.com. We have tons of resources there. And of course, get your every dollar budget going. EveryDollar.com. Get started for free today. Thanks for listening to Ramsey Everyday Millionaires. Need help with your investments? Connect with a SmartVestor Pro at RamseySolutions.com/invest or click the link in the show notes. Ramsey Solutions is a paid non-client promoter of participating pros. Learn more at RamseySolutions.com/SmartVestor.